So then what are masculine and feminine? And how or why have we ended up in the situation where men and masculine values, patriarchy, have dominated most of the earth for about 6,000 years? What's the psychological meaning in this? Jung on masculine and feminine. So there were pros and cons. It was problematic, but it did move the discussion forward. He saw gender identity determined largely by anatomy. He recognized an inner contrasexual other, but tended to see it as inferior. Basically, men should act like men and women should act like women, whatever that means. And that assumes a clarity that we no longer can assume, and it confuses gender and archetype. He talked about animus possession, so a woman who maybe had a strong thinking function or was theoretical might be described as animus possessed, or if she had an opinion about something. So, and then she might be manly, or so it kind of pigeonholes her and it restricts her. And I think the same is true for men. I think men have been limited too by, you know, not being girly or, you know, overly sensitive, because then they were called anima possessed. So Jung started with the theory of a man's psyche because he was male, and I'm sure he felt he understood that better. And then I think he tried to work back from that and deduce what a woman's must be, kind of an opposite to what a man's is. And so then we got into problems like, well, if the anima is a man's soul image, then does a woman have a soul? And I remember reading that and just shaking my head and just being incensed. And Freud asked the famous question, what does a woman want? Like it's this big, profound question. And then he came to the conclusion that it must be to serve men. This was the genius of Freud. Well, not one of his finer moments. He did have some good moments, but that wasn't one of them. So positives in Jung's theory of masculine and feminine, he did clearly value the archetypal feminine as soul, as image, as relationship, as feeling, as experiencing, as the non-rational nature, dynamic oneness of unity and differentiation that allow for things like synchronicity. The problem is those are still genderizing things that are universal to men and women and any gender. So it's still problematic, but I think he tried to make room for his own feminine side. And part of why he was demonized was because he did that, because he didn't subscribe to a more patriarchal, you know, science as Freud would have liked him to, which was more patriarchal. He didn't play by the rules of the masculine archetype, you could say. And I think he was too whole for that. I think he had too much integration of his own feminine to play by those rules and divide himself in that way. So he introduced the idea that we are all both masculine and feminine, biologically and psychologically. But I think it needed to be taken another step further. He brought these overarching archetypes into consciousness as something for us to grapple with, even if imperfectly. So trying to identify particular traits as masculine or feminine has been problematic. Any trait, really, to genderize it is limiting. Courage, tenderness, compassion, soul. I mean, how can we genderize any of those, right? We all need them. So So this quote is by Jung, and it's an example of how things are muddled in terms of gender and archetype. The anima is an autonomous, unconscious principle identifiable with the affective side of the masculine psyche and the archetype of all the experiences of man with woman. So there we have how men interact with women, and we have the affect being associated with feminine. The term logos is preferred to that of animus in defining the clarity of consciousness and rationality of the masculine psyche. In discussing the psychology of women, the term animus is retained to indicate the quasi-intellectual factor in the feminine psyche, consisting of inferior judgments or opinions. Animus is seen as an inferior logos, just as anima is best described as an inferior eros. And so it pigeonholes all of us that we're somehow predefined as what we're supposed to be or what we are. Like women can't be genuinely intellectual or men can't be genuinely feeling.